Are you looking for a place for all things horror and don't know where to go?
Well, you've come to the right place, my friend. We are the Graveyard Club podcast. For all your horror needs, visit us on YouTube and Spotify. And you can follow us over on Instagram at the Graveyard Club Pod. See you there.
Ciao.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Deluxe Edition. I am your host, Casey Shearer. Joining me, as always, L. Ray Sexton.
What's going on, Casey?
Not too much, buddy. How are you?
We're having another fantastic day.
Why don't you tell everyone why we're having such a fantastic day today?
We are having a fantastic day because we just talked to one of our personal friends, Peter Anthony, who made the movie Laugh, which will be out in 2025, I think he said.
Yep.
Which looks fucking amazing. The trailer is fantastic. And he's just a fun dude to talk to, you know?
Yeah, this was fun. You'll see the trailer for Laugh if you haven't seen it already. We play it. And we also talked about some of the other projects that Peter is involved with his buddy Jason Brooks and Cody Newton. They have some movies coming out as well. 259 and The Death of Snow White, which I've seen the trailer for, or we also watched the trailer for The Death of Snow White, which just looks fan-fucking-tastic. I mean, the work that these guys are doing with the amount of money that they have is mind-blowing.
Well, it's really cool to see somebody go from like the fan film stuff that Pete was doing, and they're just moving up and up and up, and everything looks so fucking good now. I just can't wait till somebody finally gives this guy a couple million dollars to, you know, just go out there and get after it, because it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man. This was a fun one, and go check Peter out and check our interview with Peter out here in the next couple minutes. But let's just do this house cleaning very quickly. We are a part of the Deluxe Edition Network. You can find all of the other great shows over at deluxeeditionnetwork.com. The podcasts of the month this month are Drink O'Clock, Quad Pro Quo, and Steven Crypto. Go check them out at deluxeeditionnetwork.com. They are all movie-based podcasts. No, I'm sorry. Quad Pro Quo is a movie-based podcast. They talk about movies. They're two sets of couples who are neighbors, and they talk about movies. And the Steven Crypto Show is an interview show like us. They talk about mostly horror stuff, and they're also up for a Rondo Award. So make sure you go and I'll put all the links and stuff in the description. Vote for them as the podcast of the year on the Rondo Awards. And Drink O'Clock podcast with Rob Valencias, who was a guest on here. He does interviews with anyone that he wants to talk to. So go check him out, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. And let's see. Go check us out over on Instagram. What kind of stuff you got over there, right?
Memes, dirty memes, funny memes, all kinds of memes. That's what we do on Instagram.
Yeah, memes and reels. Go check it out. If you want to see short little clips of the show, go check it out. Deluxe Edition Pod on Instagram. And we're on Facebook, facebook.com/deluxeeditionpod. Come check us out. Let's see. Go buy some bootleg merch over at tpublic.com. And Ray will tell you what we've got going on over there.
Well, if you give me a little bit, I got new merch coming with that sweet new logo Casey just come up with. If you've been on Instagram, you've seen me already using it. But I'm going to do some color swaps so that the mugs really pop, you know? So we got that going on over there. Get laptop cases too, you know? It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. Stickers, tote bags, t-shirts, tank tops. Summer's coming.
But you know what's even better than that? Deluxe Edition also has a TeePublic site where you can also get white extra small tank tops for your lady friends for the summer. with the deluxe logo on them. You don't have to go buy the bootleg version anymore. You can get the official real version now.
Yeah, without the imperfections.
Yeah.
Imperfections are cool, though. I have one of those bootlegs. It's cool.
Yeah, they're almost as good as the real thing.
All right, let's see. Oh, come support the show over at Patreon, patreon.com/deluxeeditionpod. We're running some deals over there too, right, Ray?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can get the $1 subscription. That's the $5 normal rate. I don't know what you get for a dollar, but you know what you do get? You get to support the show. So go give us a dollar. And quite honestly, that dollar means a lot because it helps us promote the show, pay for things. You know, a podcast, I know this is crazy, and most people have a podcast. I mean, it's pretty common now because of Spotify, you know, just letting anybody do it. But to do it right, you do need a couple of bucks here and there. So if you could throw us a bone, give us a dollar a month, it really would help. And we would super appreciate it.
Yeah, and this week's podcast is brought to you by Caldera Lab. Go check out calderalab.com and use code DELUXE15 for 15% off of your entire order. It's really good men's skincare stuff. It's really good. So go check it out. Save yourself some money. And also, all of this stuff will be in the description, in the notes, show notes. So come check us out. Tell your friends. I miss anything, Ray?
Nope, you didn't miss anything. You got it all.
All right. Here is our conversation with Peter Anthony. What's up, dude?
Wow, Peter.
I didn't really prepare anything. You said you wanted to talk about laugh, so let's talk about laugh, man.
We'll throw laugh in there too. Can you play the trailer at some point?
Yeah. Okay, should I play it now? Should I open with that?
Yeah. How about we do a proper fucking show here, Casey, and you like do an intro and shit? Yeah. You know, it would be all nice.
Right, I got it.
It would be nice. Why? If one of us was professional about this.
Why do we always, though? You always confuse me so much. We always do our intro separately, and then whenever Peter's on, you're like, we got to do the intro with Peter.
I'll take it. Let's do it.
Pete's a professional filmmaker now, buddy. Come on. Yeah. Be professional.
I've been to the gym in 9 straight days in 14 years. I've been to the gym, really.
You're rehabbing that knee. Is that why you're going so much?
Yeah. And then I want to try lifting again. I have so many injuries, you know, I have 40 surgeries. So my neck, my back, my spine, like there's a million things, but, I did it for the leg. Yeah. And then, I'm like, let me try lift. Cause when I would just go in my basement once in a while, hit the speed bag and do like push up sit ups barely. But then now the gym, I'm really going like old school, even though I'm nowhere near as strong, but I'm like the weak guy at the gym. But yeah, I can't carry free weights because all my shoulder injuries and the weight on my knee, so I have to do all like selector machines. You know, yeah,
some of those fucking pictures that you were posting to you and Kane, man, you were fucking jacked in those pictures, dude.
Yeah, so that one was like 6-7 years ago, but I forgot what happened. I think I was doing push-ups and sit-ups in my garage or whatever, and dude, it's crazy. If I just lift a little, I just blow the fuck up. But I'm still only like 42 there, 40. So I still had a lot of mass from when I was younger.
I always tell people, Peter, and tell me if this is how you feel. Sit-ups, push-ups, and that can pretty much make you look pretty fucking good, even if you don't do
it. And free squats.
And squats, yeah.
Yeah, just by yourself free. Try doing 100 free squats sitting there. It gets tiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell people, you know, you want to look good, but you don't want to go crazy. Sit ups, push ups, you know, that gets the stomach down. Run a little bit. Yeah. You don't got to go fucking to the gym to get in shape.
Right.
Because if you're not looking to get jacked and you just want to look like you're in shape and not, you know, lazy and fat,
yeah,
you know, you can pretty much do that at home.
Yeah. Well, especially if you were an athlete. Like, just feel like that body just comes back. You know, some people are born fat pieces of shit, so there's not really a big difference from when they were, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah, but we're not telling those people that, hey, you fat piece of shit. You're gonna ruin my whole fucking fitness industry job I'm trying to create here.
Well, that's right. You're a Diamondbacks right. fan.
This is wiffle ball, baby.
Oh, you're in a league?
Major? No, I just a huge fucking wiffle ball fan. Buy their fucking merch.
I've never seen anybody wear a wiffle ball league shirt before in my life.
This is my Major League Wiffle Ball Diamondbacks Jimmy Norp number 7 fucking jersey. This is the real jersey. This is what they wear. I also have the Alec Warda fucking Predators jersey.
I love fucking
wiffle ball.
You to watch wiffle ball games? No, right?
I watch it on YouTube. I've been trying to get Casey to get these guys on the podcast, but he just pretends like he's doing it and never gets any of them.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand it.
Some of these pitchers, bro, they can throw shit that it don't even make sense. It like defies gravity. And literally the ball's on this guy's shoulder and then it just sinks in, strike. And you're like, what am I supposed to do with that?
I've seen pitches that start off behind the batter and they come back around
He was here and it came across him from the outside. Yeah.
They're just standing there like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Right, right.
Yeah. I love any kind of dumb sport. Like, I love watching bull riding. I love watching bowling. I love watching disc golf or frisbee football
You're older. Remember Mike something's sports machine? Remember that dude?
Yeah.
What was it called? Mike what?
What the fuck was that called? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, dude, he had the square panel, and he always did bull riding. He'd be like, Joey Miller stepped in the ring and got fucking killed. Do you remember that? He used to play the bulls only killing people. That's all he'd ever play.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's good stuff right there.
Mike something sports machine. And you go, let's go to the
George Michael sports machine.
Like fucking Transformers from 1988.
Yeah.
The George Michael sports machine.
There it is, dude.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything that's like a weird sport, I fucking love because these people live and die by this thing and they don't make any money. They just do it because they fucking love it. It's I love cornhole. Man, if I could make money playing cornhole, I'd be out there. I'm fucking good at it.
Yeah. We used to have a little tournament league in my parents' backyard, bro. One day, Casey, I'll send you guys the I made the rules for it. I made like 97 rules and drew diagrams of where the balls go and what each ball represents for foul or not, whatever. And then I had frequently asked questions and then arguments. If you made an argument, what the answer to it was, because we went to the park because one of my friends would always try like cheating out of something. Do you know what I'm saying? So I have it diagrammed. And I went there. I went, here you go. Everybody sign it. And they signed it. Everybody wiffle ball. The first year, what happened the first year? Oh, my buddy Greg almost died. He got so fucking drunk. He tried to run out of the backyard over the fence, fell. We put him in our car. He shit himself. We brought him to his wife's house. And later on, he went to the hospital. He stopped breathing at one point.
Hey, so, that's just an average wiffle ball day there. We were
fucked up. My boy brought a bag of these goodies. We won't say what they were back in the 2000s. And everybody there except me, because it was my house, took them. And shit got crazy. My buddy went home and got in a fight with his wife. She fell down the stairs. He got arrested. My other buddy went home. He's supposed to meet his girlfriend's parents first time. Passed out. Another guy went on a date with his girlfriend. Passed out in his suit. He almost drowned. They had to pull him out. That's year one, bro. Year two, long story short, my boy broke his neck. And he had to get fucking Lifestar to the fucking hospital.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, with the Mad Cuban, bro. This is a different bro.
I was gonna say, what are you understanding what wiffle ball actually is?
Like, no, dude, what happened is I got in a fight with the guy. Fuck you, and he charged him, picked him up, and dropped him on his fucking head.
Because I'm gonna say, you are aware there's like bases and a ball and a bat.
Not all that, but there's a lot of alpha males that are just, it's just not a good spot.
Oh, I know. I used to coach softball, buddy. I know all about alpha male mentality in a fucking sports.
Is there a way that we can start a Mad Cuban's team and get Peter into the wiffle ball league?
Oh yeah, you can petition to get into the league.
I can't even see anymore, bro. Yeah, no. they're
not. But they now have a seniors league, which I believe is over 20.
Wow.
Over 20.
That was a good one, dude. That was like a Don Rickles one.
Yeah, that was a horrible joke, but
it worked because it came out of nowhere.
Hey, that's what I do. I come out of nowhere. Later tonight, you'll be sleeping. I'll sneak up on you and tell you jokes.
Are we gonna watch the fucking trailer?
Yeah, let's watch Casey, this trailer here. All right.
What happened to the trailer, Casey? I put you on that like 10 minutes ago.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Play us to the left, bro. Oh, you're right. I can't hear it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
There we go.
As a child, my mother would warn us of Baba Yaga, a powerful demon who would possess and devour souls of men.
Rid yourself of your pain. Why burden your soul any further?
Peter Collymore is in the house tonight. Let's make some fucking noise.
He's dead! Collymore.
Give it to me!
You are in good hands.
No!
Sooner or later, even a good man has to choose evil.
Yeah,
dude,
intense,
fucking yeah. Awesome.
Still packs a punch.
Yeah,
hell yeah, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, fucking bro. It's crazy. Like, you guys are artists, both of you. So, like, to have an idea in your head, and then it's very rare this happens when you actually go and manifest it into physical form, for it to be exactly what you thought it would look like, is pretty fucking hard. And that trailer is like 90% what I thought it was gonna look like. So imagine all that in your brain and trying to explain that to people and the makeup people and the actors, and you know, it's crazy,
right?
But it's so rewarding when it happens, though, you know.
Well, the great thing about it is too, like, you've been working with everyone, all those guys, like a lot of those guys look so familiar from Roseblood and like Vengeance,
all the way to Vengeance One.
Right. So like, yeah. You know, you guys are all so familiar with each other. So like, you know, and you've been working with each other for forever now. So it's like you guys are all on the same page.
Yeah, 100%. And they're all hard workers, because I weeded out the ones that weren't.
Right.
You know, yeah. I mean, they're like, none of us sleep, you know. It's fucking insane. And you can't get that from most people, because they don't give a shit. They're just there for the paycheck. It's not their dream. But all of us have bought in. That's why it's me, Sean, Cody, and Jason Brooks. It's like we're one unit. Jason's making Death of Snow White. Cody's making $259. I'm making Laugh. And then we'll go and do it again. And we're like sharing money and stuff like that, too.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. So yeah. Fucking cool.
Because you can't.
I'm looking forward to all this shit. Like, it's
you know me, dude.
You're like when you came on the first time and you're like about this Laugh, and then like a couple months later, maybe it wasn't even. I don't think that long after that when the Death of Snow White, they announced that.
Oh yeah.
And then 259. I was like, holy shit! Like this.
Yeah, dude. You wait, 259 is amazing, dude. They built Sean built these stairs 20 feet high. Wood stairs that are like, I don't know, 10 feet wide that wrap around in like a moat and shit. Just for, it was insane, dude. What he did for 259, it was crazy. We had professional stuntmen, we had cranes and riggers and people in the air pulling people in the air. It was nuts, dude.
That's when I saw you out in Washington, right? That's when I was.
Yeah, that's, I asked you to come, but you said you couldn't go that night or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't realize how fucking far away it was from my job. So,
how far was it?
Like further than I wanted it to be, like an hour and a half, 2 hours after working all day and shit.
Yeah, no. Then you got to go 2 hours back. Yeah, no.
As far as like stunts and shit go, you're using professionals now. We're not then the old timey days now where we're just flying by the seat of our pants then, huh?
Well, some of them is assistance from like they'll pull a wire on you, get it? things like that. So, but some of them will be, yeah, like Jason Brooks's fire stunt in Vengeance 2 was a real stunt back. Right. So, stuff like that. They're expensive, you know? Yeah. And then you got to have like insurance that day and you got to get with their coordinator and all kinds of shit. Yeah. And they want to go through it a million times, which rightfully so. It's like their only job, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
But we can still like put a serving tray on somebody's shirt and I can shoot them with a bow and arrow just to get the shot done, right?
Yeah, you could. Unless you're Michael Keaton, because then that'll block the bullet.
Oh, there we go.
You guys got that one?
I got that one.
Okay.
I didn't. I just laugh at things.
In Batman 1988, Michael Keaton is shot by the Joker, but he put a tray inside. It was like an old steel tray.
Oh, okay. Now I remember.
Yeah.
Now I remember.
True fan. You're not.
Casey often just smiles and nods and says, oh, yeah. Yeah. He has no idea what we're talking about. We just did that yesterday. I guarantee you half of what me and Lou Temple talked about last night, Casey had no fucking clue what we were talking about.
Do you want to talk about WrestleMania, dude?
Well, yeah, sure. Let's talk about WrestleMania. I watched night one. I watched night one, dude. And
you didn't watch
we record on Sunday night.
Yeah.
So didn't get to see night two, but I saw the clips. I saw Cody win.
Dude,
I haven't watched WWE in at least 20 years. I would watch the big ones. Like I would watch WrestleMania with my buddies for a few years, but most of the people I didn't even know who the fuck they were.
Right. And you're watching because The Rock, that's the impact that motherfucker has on shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And then I'm not going to say it, but the ending was crazy, but you must have seen it if you saw Cody win.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but this was like, this won't be coming out for like another week or two. So we can, everybody will know who it was. The Undertaker came back, right?
More than that.
Oh, there was more than that?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I called it too. I called it.
Stone Cold was there too, right? I saw Stone Cold come out with his.
No. You want me to tell you?
Tell us, Peter. Tell us.
Jey Uso came out for, which one's the bad one? Jimmy, right? Jimmy's bad?
I don't know. See, that was the first time when they wrestled each other on Saturday.
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever saw either of those guys wrestle.
Okay. So the second night is the Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, but it's bloodline rules, so anything can happen. So Cody's going to win, and then one of the Usos, part of his bloodline, kicks him. Then his brother come out. They fight. They fall off the goddamn stage 10 feet, whatever. Then who the fuck comes out next? Then the other big old Omaga-looking fucking one comes out. He fucking hits Cody Rhodes. And then John Cena comes out. Fucking crowd goes crazy. He beats him off. The Rock comes out. They go face-to-face. The Rock fucks him up. And then the Undertaker music hits and fucking The Rock is looking, look, come on, motherfucker, this way. He comes up from like behind the fucking thing. He was under there the whole time or somewhere in all black. And then the lights come back on and he's behind him and he grabs him and fucking chokes him. Lights go off and he's gone. Dude, the place was going apeshit. Apeshit. I thought Stone Cold the Glass was going to hit too, but honestly, the Undertaker is just as cool.
Yeah, it wasn't. So I saw a clip of Stone Cold and his brother drinking beer in the ring. Was that from another WrestleMania?
That's another one.
That must have been another one, because
that's the one 2 years ago in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
That's why his brother was there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It was cool to like, I was texting with Michael Ortiz during Saturday night, and I was like, The Rock, dude. Like, he looked just like he did when we were kids, or when I was a kid.
51.
And, like, the way that he moves, like his punches, he still throws the punches the same way, like the kicks. Like,
You ever notice you gravitate, your favorite wrestlers are the ones that can throw the best working punches?
Yeah.
Even if it's subconsciously. The Undertaker, that Scott Hall, The Undertaker, those are two of the best punchers I've ever seen. Ric Flair.
I love Rowdy Roddy Piper.
That's
my all-time favorite, but that's because of Piper's Pit and the whole nonsense with him. Yeah. But yeah,
he was the number one heel back then.
Yeah,
number one
heel. Yeah. I can see where the Rock's super popular because his character was so good and he talked so well in the ring.
Yeah, plus he's a stud, chicks want him, you know, all that shit.
Fuck yeah, it doesn't hurt.
It don't hurt. Yeah,
hurt nothing, but For wrestling, though, you know, you can be a fat piece of shit like Dusty Rhodes.
Right.
And yeah, as long as you know how to work the ring and talk, you can really push things far. So The Rock, though, he's got the best of both. He looks fucking amazing, and he can talk like nobody's business.
He's 51. He's the same age Hogan was when Hogan fought him in WrestleMania 18.
Oh, shit, really?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
He's in a lot better shape than fucking Hogan was at 51.
Yeah. Bro, how about the Logan dude? What's his name? The brother there? Bro, that dude's a crazy athlete. Did you see that match?
Which I didn't. Which one of the Logans was there? Was it
not the one fighting Tyson? The other one, he's been champion WWE for a year.
Oh no, Logan Paul. Logan Paul.
So, dude, his athleticism is insane. It's like a Division One or NFL NBA player. It's amazing.
Is he a full time wrestler now?
Yeah, he's the champ. He's been the champ, and he just returned. Yeah, he's full time now.
Oh shit.
He's the one that fought Mayweather.
You have to remember that dudes from Cleveland have no fucking common sense, and they just do shit. The boys are from Cleveland.
You like the Browns, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. I forgot what team you like, the Browns. Yeah.
Speaking of somebody else from Cleveland, one of the Kelsey brothers was at WrestleMania on Saturday.
Yeah, I saw it. And another tackle guy was huge.
They're everywhere. Guy was. Jason Kelsey was the center for Philadelphia. And Travis is obviously the tight end for the Chiefs. But they're from Cleveland Heights. Like,
oh, really?
You know, they're just Cleveland guys too, man. There's this weird personality problem with people from Cleveland where they just don't understand they're not supposed to succeed, and they just do.
Right. Their ignorance is their strength.
Right.
Right.
And their love of pierogies.
Yeah, I think Roseblood, I told this 100 times, Roseblood was, I never would have made it if I knew now, like, how impossible it would be to make that in that time frame and all that shit like that. But my ignorance, I'm like, I could do it, you know, which is kind of like what drives you, which is what makes you succeed.
You'll be saying the same thing about Laugh 2 years from now when you make the next movie. You'll be like, if I'd have known how hard that was going to be, I'd have not done it.
Yeah, well, we prepare a lot more now. I mean, we did Casey could tell you, 50 jobs. Now we have an AD, we have a makeup, we have a wardrobe. It was just all of us running around like a nutball. So, but that's how you got to do it, you know, in the beginning.
Yeah.
And you learn everything too, which is good.
Yeah.
What'd you guys spend on this one? How maxed out are the credit cards there, Peter?
Beyond that. Yeah. I spent $105,000 on the 5-day trailer.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not
just working on the trailer.
Just on the trailer.
We still got to shoot 11 more days.
Holy shit, dude.
Wow.
And I'm not working.
No wonder you don't sleep.
Yeah. We'll see.
How are we going to raise the money? How are we going to raise some more money for this? You got the Indiegogo all set up, right?
Yeah. There's only 6 more days on that. I'm definitely going to do another one after that because I'm going to add a ton of items too. I'm going to add like t-shirts and pins and like little Magda things, all kinds of other stuff people wanted. So, and then relaunch. I'm going to add a whole bunch of roles. There's going to be a huge MMA fight scene. And did I tell you about that part?
Well, I've seen the stuff on Facebook where people are like going to be in the scene and stuff with actual speaking parts and that.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I asked them, there's two different scenes that they could be in, but the MMA one's cool. So after the club scene, which you see me at the end of in the trailer, I go on the hunt for people that are part of something that happened and like revenge. And I'm like, well, what would be open on Halloween around midnight, you know? And I'm like, oh, fucking illegal, unsanctioned underground MMA fight. You know, and it's in a junkyard that my cousin owns, and then a whole bunch of cars in a circle with just the bottom mat of the UFC with no cage. Kind of like Kumite.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, son. And now you're going to have fucking the smoke from like Fast and Furious X coming out. Jonathan Ivey, the guy who's the leg lock monster MMA, 150 fights, is going to be in it versus my boy Scott, who's MMA from Florida. And, dude, we're going to have a fucking drone. We're going to have the train tracks going around the fight. So while I'm hunting someone, it's cutting back and forth from the fight, like building aggression just like in the scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the Ivy's like the heel. Like he's doing illegal headbutts and elbows. And then at the end, his number one thing is leg locks. He's submitted like, I don't know, 100 people with leg locks. And he's going to go for the fucking leg lock, and the guy's going to tap, and he's going to keep going. Remember, the whole crowd is full of Halloween masks. He's going to keep going and break his fucking leg, like in Bloodsport when he kicked the guy's knee in the bone shot out. We're going to fucking do that. And that's when I'm going to kill my guy.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool, right?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
I love how excited you get just talking about
it. Oh, yeah, no, dude. Nothing, dude. Yeah. See, so that's, I think that's my gift, right? The passion. Because yeah. I think for some reason with humans, you understand someone more when they're really passionate about something.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Oh, like, oh, yeah. I get what you want. Yeah.
Yeah, if you just sat there and explained it like, yeah, it's like a, I don't know, it's in a junkyard. And, you know, they're fighting and
Yeah.
You know, you just the passion comes, it definitely comes through when you talk about what you're doing. And it's been that way since I've met you. Okay. And we've talked a couple of times now. And every time you start to describe something on you're working on or you've done, yeah. you just get so happy and like animated. It's
yeah, super animated. That's Casey. Yeah.
It's cool. It's really cool because it makes me more interested in what you're saying because I feel the energy coming off of it.
Yeah. See, my ex-wife wouldn't agree. You know, she would think I was over-explaining, and I was like, no, I was under-explaining like a fucking kindergartner so that you would fucking understand, and you're still not fucking understanding. That's the way. We've all been there.
That's the way Mark Singer is too, like with Shakespeare. When he talks about Shakespeare, like I've never been interested in Shakespeare in my entire life, but when Mark Singer talks about Shakespeare, it's like, I want fucking tell me more. You know what right. I mean? Like, holy shit. Like, this is fucking awesome. You know,
it'd be even better if a guy had an English accent. Right? Like, he's like, oh, Shakespeare, my finest. Like, it would just be even cooler.
But yeah, no, Ray's right. Like, it makes you more interested because it makes us more interested and because of how enthusiastic you are about it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I tried to explain it. I mean, look, you see in the pictures, it looks like that.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like in your face. So the cool thing is in the club, it's Halloween and I'm an actor and that's why I'm there. I'm like supposed to be there for promotion. And I thought, remember the movie Belly back in the day, the rap movie with Nas and Jay-Z and all them? Anyways, they come out of a bathroom and it's all black light and their eyes just light up. And all you do is see your eyes in the crowd. So I wanted to do something like that. So in that scene, I changed all my makeup to white reflective makeup and my contacts to pinhole UV contacts. So that, and then we had a huge light that we put right over me. And that's what you see at the end when I'm sniffling like that and stuff. That's why it pops like out of the darkness like that. Because I thought if I use reflective stuff, it would work. And it fucking did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Definitely. How much is Terry coming back at all, or is he all
frozen? I did it on, I did it on purpose. You know, you don't want to keep flying him out and paying big money. Sure. He was mad cool, bro. You know the thing that you like doing a lot, Case?
Yeah.
I every time he hangs out with me, I give him three from this place and medical, and he loves it, dude. He showed up two different days on two different sets, gone, fucking gone. I was like, Mr. Kaiser, you okay? I'm doing great.
No, he basically said, weekend at Bernie's 3, let's start filming.
Yeah. He told me the story. Did I ever tell you the story how he came up with the face for Bernie?
No.
I don't think so.
So real cool. He tells me the whole story. He said he gets called there. He's supposed to be dead. So he's like, fuck, I'm an actor. Like, you know, like I'm gonna be dead. So he's like, yeah, you know, you're just talking in the beginning. So anyways, they do like test screenings, like, I don't know, 5-6 different scenes. And he's just dead, because that's what the script says. You're supposed to be dead. And Terry's like, he said he saw the first 2 dailies, and he's like, he didn't want to say anything, but this is, you know, this is terrible. Like, it's not funny because he's dead. You know what I'm saying? So he said he got in his apartment or wherever they're keeping him, smoked weed, and he said he looked in the mirror for like 2 hours until he came up with that face. And now when he washes on shore and he has that face, it's fucking funny. Do you know what I'm saying? He added it with that. Oh, he was so right. It would not be funny without that weird smirk that he found.
Right.
Yeah, that's fucking genius, right? And he knew it was going to work so much so that the first 2 days were scrapped.
Yeah, and for him to fucking keep it like that for most of the movie.
Right.
Making this all on your own, like how do you go about then like trying to get distribution and all that? Like what's the next process after you make it?
So we're in talks with a whole bunch of distributors. So they want to see it at the end, right? So you show them a little bit now, whatever. And then at the end, they see how good it is. You know, think about it. Every day someone tells them my movie's the best and 90% sucks. So at the end, you give it to them and then they tell you what they want for it. It's almost like they buy it from you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the goal. So I think, if we keep on the level we're on right now, It's incredible. I don't know if you saw those pictures. We had the, it's called the, what the hell is it called? It's a zoom lens. It's like really long and skinny. That's how you can get up to Terry's eye in that trailer. How you can follow his arm with the heroin. How you can go through the clown's head and come out of his mouth. Because it's just this probe lens. That's what it's called. Probe lens that we use. That was new. But we couldn't have got those shots, which I like, they make the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what were you going to say, Ray?
No, I was going to ask about the distribution. Like, so basically you're using like the Spinal Tap technique where you show them like Spinal Tap had to do the same thing because nobody understood what they were talking about. So they made like the trailer like you did.
Yeah.
And then that gets people interested.
Correct.
So since you showed the trailer to people, can you now get money from like companies to help with the whole process?
Investors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. I got another like two, I think. So there's money outside the Indiegogo for sure. This time around versus that. Eventually the next one is all this. Dude, The Death of Snow White. That's a big film, dude. You're talking like 1 to 2 million. Really? Yeah, dude.
Wow.
It's a big, big film. They're building castles right now as we speak.
What?
Yeah, dude. It's fucking no joke. You saw the trailer, right?
No, I haven't seen that trailer yet.
Go to fucking Jason Brooks' site. Just look for The Death of Snow White. We'll pull it up right now, dude.
No. Yeah, the hell's going on with you guys, man? You're like big time professionals all of a sudden.
Yeah. We don't forget about you little guys, though. Don't worry.
Hey, I'm unemployed. Hire me.
That's nice. It takes Casey like 45 minutes to find anything. So
I'm trying to think what Brooks' site is. Real Fiction Studios?
There's an ad.
YouTube.
Well, I found it. There's an ad plan. Calm down.
I didn't know you fucking found it.
He didn't find anything. He's just telling you that. Yeah. Don't let him lie to you.
I'm trying to help him. Like, fuck you, I found it. Okay.
He's on some edible site right now. Oh, there it is.
Damn, dude.
Good, right?
Yeah.
Hell so, yeah.
Do you see how much we've gone from like Vengeance 1, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's good. That's all you can ask for. You're always behind in your mind, but it's like, as long as you look, you can kind of tell you, okay, we're definitely another notch, you know?
Oh, yeah. Every time you guys do something, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it looks cool. But like, is Snow White in the public domain? Is that how he did that?
Been in the domain for a long time.
Has it really? All right. So that's what I was going
to ask. Mickey Mouse, you know.
Mickey just got there. Same with Pooh Bear and that. Yeah. And, you know, but
I don't like Pooh Bear, bro. I never liked that whole thing. It just was so beta male to me. I just couldn't eat it. I just couldn't do it. I never liked Winnie the Pooh, dude.
you don't like this kid playing with a bear that talks with no pants? Come on.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah. I never liked it. It was too simple.
Well, it's funny too because Blood and Honey did pretty well. That don't even come close to the level of what you guys have put into your movies.
Thank you.
Like Blood and Honey looks like fucking trash.
That's horrible. It's just a terrible slasher film while he's wearing a Winnie the Pooh mask. It's not like a Winnie Pooh driven right. story at all.
I mean, like I let my, my son's 12. He watched it last year at 11 and he just kept laughing at it. Like, he laughed the whole time. He's like, look at the gloves this guy's wearing.
Yeah.
And we,
yeah, that was my biggest complaint with it. Like they were just, they weren't trying to like make them look like actual animals. They were, it was just a fucking dude in a mask with like, right. And the special effects, I mean, they weren't the best, so, you know?
So, yeah. My question to you, Peter, is do you find that movie to be insulting to you as a filmmaker?
The only reason why I say no is the word insulting to me. I'm not one of those people that get insulted or offended, you know? Yeah. So I can't say insulting. But, hey, man, so half of me is like, it's a scummy thing. You try to take a name and make money out of it, yada, 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 because you're not even about the story. And the other half's like, dude, they did it to make money and it worked.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's not like they think it's fucking Forrest Gump, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it worked well enough to fucking get a second one. Second one's already out, right?
Maybe even a third one. That's crazy.
So let's talk about that, the public domain stuff. How does that work? Is there paperwork and shit that you have to what do you, what's the process that you have to go through to get that, to use that name?
You don't. No one owns it, so there's no process. Think about it. It's to be like a website that wasn't bought up by any of the companies, just sitting there, and you could grab it. It's the same kind of thing. Anybody can use it for anything. You could sell pictures. You could do a bunch of shit. It's just nobody has to register anymore to try to ask to use it or pay for it because it's open.
So once something is so past a certain age,
yep.
Whoever owns that doesn't have the rights to it. Like that doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. I don't know the in and outs, but it's something like that. Yeah. It's something like
doesn't that seem weird? You own something for like 300 years. I've been paying on this for fucking 300 years, making all this fucking money. And now, now 300 years is up. Now everybody can fucking.
It happened with Friday the 13th, bro. That's why the game got held up. Same thing. The script reverted back to the writer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the crazy part, though. It's not even 300 years, Casey. It's like, what?
Well, yeah, no, 40.
It's 40 years. Yeah. So you can still be alive.
Yeah.
And your product could enter the public domain while you're still alive for the most part.
Yeah. But usually, a family member or somebody else will buy it. You know
what I'm saying? Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, it takes, there's a bunch of weird little fucking things that can happen along that trail. Like, at this point, like King Kong should be in the public domain, but I don't think he is.
No.
Which is weird because Steamboat Willie is.
Yeah. King Kong doesn't have a star in the Walk of Fame either. Mm-hmm. I mean, Godzilla. Godzilla doesn't have a star in the Walk of Fame. Which Godzilla. Is bullshit. 38 films, 70 years. And they just won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Dude, that was one of the best. That was a fucking good movie.
You want to get into that real quick?
It's been a while since I've seen it, but yeah, that was a fucking good movie.
You're talking about Godzilla Minus One?
Yeah.
Yeah. You seen it, Rick?
I have not seen it yet. Is it good?
Yeah, dude.
It's one of the best Godzillas ever, if not the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Story is amazing.
Yeah.
It's about people. And it's in subtitles, and you still care.
Yep.
Well, that's like the original.
Yeah. What was the movie we were going to talk about before we said that?
Laugh.
I wanted to ask you about Friday the 13th. Is there any news on that? Like, what do you know anything about that? Like, is there
a movie?
Is there a series or something?
The series was come on Peacock, but bro, that was a while ago, and it's been like 2 years since that initially was announced. And I know they said, well, COVID or whatever. No, that was at the end of COVID. So I haven't heard any update. There hasn't been like a picture release or nothing since then. So that scares me, you know.
Yeah.
And the movie, no one talks about a movie either, which is horrible, bro. It's the longest gap ever.
By
far.
For a Friday movie.
Yeah. Yeah. 9 years was the record. Now it's been since 2009, so it's 15 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Maybe
I don't remember what movie we were going to talk about.
Maybe they're just taking their time, Peter. They're just trying to do it right this time.
No. They got directors fired them, writers fired them. Then it's been like a then the lawsuit happened. Yeah. And then also it's been like a nightmare.
I just think that they're struggling to write a good show, and nobody wants a shitty version of Friday the 13th for a TV show.
Right. And what's her name's in it? Oh my God. The actress. Adrienne King from Part One's in it. Well, how does that work? Because Adrienne King back in the day was younger. So how is it now, but when it's supposed to be then? I don't get what she must be playing a different character.
Oh, yeah. She would have to be.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I said when they say, oh, she's back. Well, she's not really back. You know what I'm saying? The character's not back. Yeah. So unless it's going time swapping and it's her now.
Yeah.
And back then.
Yeah. Unless they were doing like a forward flash, kind of
like that. Yeah.
Like Better Call Saul. Kind of like
wouldn't be a major actress either, and she's like the biggest one announced, you know.
I don't know, that seems crazy.
Yeah,
do you know if any of it's been filmed at all? Or
no, I don't think it even started.
No. Isn't there a Halloween show too supposed to be starting? Or
I didn't hear that.
Am I making that up?
There's Chucky, but
I was gonna say, yeah. Chucky's done so well that now everything's coming out of the woodwork wanting to do a TV show.
Right.
But Chucky works because Jennifer Tilly, even in their 60s, is still hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes that show run is her. It isn't anybody else on that show. She's so good at being a, you know, just that character. Like,
yeah.
Without her, that show don't get made.
She's the best brunette that plays a dumb blonde.
Yeah.
Right? She's the best brunette that plays a dumb blonde. I always said that, dude. It's so true.
The show works too because they continued the story of Chucky, like the original Chucky.
They did. They didn't like do an alternate timeline or anything like that. That's what makes Chucky flow so well is even though you went through different directors and writers and all that, it's still the same timeline flowing forward to the show. Yep. So now, like, if you watch like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie, you have no fucking clue which timeline you're in.
Right.
You got to figure out, all right, what's the name of the family in this movie? Yeah. Okay, now I know which timeline I'm in. Oh, wait a minute. This isn't right. What are they doing?
Look at Halloween, bro. They got five different timelines.
Right.
For real,
yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
Don't get Ray started on Halloween.
I fucking hate Halloween. That is.
You mean because of what happened?
No, I think the original is a garbage movie.
What? It's
basically just a dude walking around with a William Shatner mask on going, you know, hey, this is a cool town. I'm going to murder people. Like, it makes no fucking sense to me. I get it. People love Michael Myers.
He's an escaped mental patient, so he could kill people. He doesn't know.
No, yeah. Except for, he's a little kid when he goes to it makes no sense why he comes back. He's an adult and he's like, I hate Halloween. I love the music. The music's fucking amazing. John Carpenter can fucking finger poke a keyboard like nobody. That dude is great at it. The Thing's amazing.
There you go.
The Thing is probably the best remake of all time.
It is. You're earning your way back into my graces.
Well, I'll tell you that. I love John Carpenter. I love They Live. I love The Thing. I love Escape from New York. I just think, and once again, Halloween is very early on in his career.
Yeah.
And it's more a product of him talking to Bob Clark about Black Christmas and that whole thing. If you were going to make a second part to Black Christmas, what would it be called? And he said, well, the dude would escape from the mental asylum, come back. And I wouldn't call it, it wouldn't take place at Christmas. I'd pick a different holiday. I'd call it Halloween. So that's where Halloween came from. And Bob Clark's even said, I didn't write it. I just told him what I was going to do. And he went and wrote it. And he said, can I? And I said, yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's very early on for him in his career. And as he shifts into his own shit, he's really fucking good. I like, what's the other one? Body Bags or
Body Snatchers? No.
The one where he's dead in the morgue and he's telling the stories and shit. I think it's called Body Bags. Maybe. But it's the one where Stacy Keach is in it and he wants new hair and the hair's alive and it fucking grows and it's all crazy. And every time he pulls it off, he realizes it's little snakes. Maybe. And it's actually aliens. And they're like, oh, no, you're our food source now.
Oh, wow.
It's really good. But yeah, John Carpenter actually is in the movie. He plays like a corpse.
Yeah, body bags.
But I love John Carpenter. I just think Halloween is one of those, in my opinion, you know, that could have been his film for school, you know, to get his degree in filmmaking.
But there's genius in the simplicity of it, too.
There is. Yeah. I mean, look, have I ever made a movie? No. So can I really shit all over Halloween as much as I do? Not really. But compared to his other movies, I think it pales in comparison to what he did moving forward.
The my favorite shot in Halloween is the wide shot when she comes out of the neighbor's house, runs across the street, and then goes to go in the house, but it's locked. And she's like, dude, what is it, Danny, whatever, open the door. And he has a wide shot of the other house, and you just see Michael from the shadows just taking really slow steps. And then it cuts back and forth until he comes all the way to almost where the camera is. So it gave you a sense that he caught up to you. Think about if the camera was just in front of his face when he was walking the whole time. You would not get that feeling at all. But since you saw the scope of how far he was to how close he's coming, it made it scary. I love that fucking shot. If you go back and watch that shot when I say that now.
I'll watch it again, but I'd have rather him skipped across the street. I get a lot of shit for that, but I don't care. I don't like Halloween. There's better 70s, early 80s horror. One that I love, The Burning, gets no fucking love whatsoever. Yeah,
The Burning.
The Burning's a great fucking movie. It's great special effects.
Savini.
Yeah, gets no fucking credit, but Halloween. Everybody loves
I remember seeing that Burning cover when I went to go rent movies with the sickle thing he has over his head. Remember?
Yeah.
I never saw that one.
Of course you have. It's all right, though.
Well, he never claimed to be a horror fan real big, right, Casey? So.
Well, he's never said he was a pop culture fan in general. He just happens to have all the equipment to record this.
Facilitate this.
What do you think is the best remake? Do you think it's The Thing?
Yeah, I do. So if you got to throw The Thing in, you got to throw – here's one of the best remakes ever for horror. The Thing, mm-hmm. The Fly.
Yep.
Friday 13th, 2009. Evil Dead, 2013, whatever the fuck. The one – that one is – that's the guy who's making The Omen or whatever. That is shit. TCM 2003, and My Bloody Valentine remake.
That was really good. I also got. I want to throw in the 88 Blob in that mix.
Oh, dude! Of course, that's with it and Fly and The Thing because they're all been made before.
Yeah.
The Blob. Didn't you do a show on the My Bloody Valentine remake with Mike?
I went on Take on the World and we talked about the My Bloody Valentine, and I convinced him that the original was better than the remake.
Did you?
I did. But honestly, they're both really fucking
good. I love the end twist with Axel in the newest one where you didn't see that coming.
Yeah,
I like how that twist was in there.
And the dude from Supernatural, I love that dude.
Yeah.
The fuck's his name?
He's remember. Also from Friday 13th.
Yeah. But because I already knew that Mike liked the remake better, I was really trying to get him to admit that the original was better. So I
what
really
makes you like better, Casey.
Huh?
Was it you or who said that, Ray? Who liked it better?
Mike from Take on the World, one of your podcasts. He was telling me he liked the remake better. So I was like, oh no. Just because I have to play devil's advocate, I was like, oh, this is My Bloody Valentine is a classic.
Yeah.
It's like a Friday the 13th or
did you watch The Evil Dead, the one before this last one?
Oh yeah, I've seen all those. I mean, I have I have a Necronomicon tattoo on my forearm.
The one with the girl that was in the blood rain. Oh, that's awesome.
There it is.
Yep. That who made that? The Spanish director. I forgot his name. Anyways, that Evil Dead. When you see the locket hit the floor, that's the original locket from the first one, and the grandfather clock on the wall.
And the car. Yeah, there's a lot of throwbacks.
When the door kicks in and you hear "We're here for your soul," that's the original from part one when the door first kicked in. When the girls sit up when she's playing cards,
they've Evil Dead, even the Ash vs. Evil, they've done such a good job with that series. It never disappoints.
No, that the series, man.
Federico Alvarez.
That's it. Yeah, Federico. But yeah, that's one series that no matter what they've done, they haven't failed ever. Even when they slip, when they go from horror to horror comedy to straight up action horror comedy with Army of Darkness. They've never had a bad movie in that run.
I don't like Army of Darkness because I like the serious shit, but I get its own comedy.
But yeah, but it's like if you watch it and you're just like, I get what it is.
Yeah.
Then you are like, all right, I see what they're doing here. So it's got its own flavor, you know. Yeah. It's but it's like they, you know, Sam Raimi is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I wish when I was in school, I had friends like that who were like, hey, I'm Sam Raimi. How are you?
Right.
I want to be a movie maker. Well, then I will go with you.
Exactly.
And then I'm Bruce Campbell and I never work a fucking real job my whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruce yeah. Campbell. You mentioned Bubba Hotep. We just talked to this guy last week, Peter.
Oh, that was great.
He was this guy we talked to last week, Pete Wilcox. He was he's been an Elvis impersonator since. Well, he wasn't actually an Elvis impersonator.
64, I believe.
Yeah, well, 64 was when he his voice was on Happy Days.
Happy Days came much later. In 64 was when he actually realized he wanted to be an Elvis impersonator. Pretty much at the height of Elvis's popularity, he decides. That would be like deciding to be a Taylor Swift impersonator now.
Right, right. Or Mike Tyson.
Or somebody who's actually alive and still doing stuff. And you're just, you know what? I think I want to do that. I want to be a cover band of one of the biggest celebrities in the world.
Yeah.
But he
was awesome.
He was funny as shit, dude. You should put him in one of your movies.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm fucking old him. Elvis.
How old is he now?
80.
He's 80.
Yeah, he's 80.
Damn. Terry's 85, 84.
I was going to say, though, but he was singing and shit. He was
Terry's same thing, bro. Yeah, amazing energy. I don't know how he does it. Smokes like two bags of cigarettes.
Cigarettes constantly.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, it's that nicotine
energy. What am I going to say to him, you know? Casey knows this. Like, on Sean's set, you're not supposed to smoke at all. Like, it was a big deal. Like, no one's smoking. And then he just went outside and started smoking. What are we going to say? And he's so cool, too. You know? Yeah.
Do you follow Andrew Dice Clay on Instagram?
Did I what?
Do you follow Andrew Dice Clay?
No. He does that video thing now when he goes up to people, right?
Oh, my God, dude. He is so fucking funny. And there was one he posted the other day. He's always with this comedian, Eleanor Kerrigan. She's his opener. And she's filming him in walking in the airport somewhere, and he's just smoking a cigarette. And because he doesn't smoke anymore, so this is like going back a few years, but he's just smoking a cigarette in the airport. And she goes, "You can't do that here." He goes, "No, yeah, you can at this airport. You can." And she's like, "No, you can't." And he goes, "It's late enough. Once you pass a certain time, you're allowed to smoke in here." Just walking down the fucking in the middle of the airport, just smoking a fucking cigarette.
Did he finally get like arrested or stopped?
Nope, nobody said a fucking word.
Wow, dude.
That's fucking crazy.
He's the best like that.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Yo, going back to wrestling a little bit, fucking, did you see Mick Foley?
Yeah.
He wants to do a one last death match.
He just canceled it 12 hours ago.
Shut up. Seriously?
Yeah. He said he went to his doctors. He said he missed his last three conventions. He has lightheadedness and dizziness. And he went to a doctor, and they said that he got a concussion. I guess he was already in the ring trying to do stuff, and he got a concussion, and it's been like a week or two or whatever. And then his family said, don't do it. His doctor advised against it because you already have a concussion, and you didn't even do anything. And so he announced that his family talked him into it. He's not doing it. I just watched it before I came on your show.
Damn it.
That sucks, right?
Just relax. The dude's got one more character in him. The
problem is with him is he probably really would have got hurt. And let me explain why. Like Hogan and these guys can come in and, you just throw them around on the mat. And they don't take most bumps. The other guys do. But, like, Mick is going to at least do one crazy thing in that final match. Even if that's going through two tables from the top of the rope, that's big for him at this age. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He could, like, break his hip in half.
That sucks. I wanted to see
like one more. That's kind of like watching Jackass.
He doesn't care if he dies.
But it's kind of like watching Jackass 4.
Yeah.
I didn't laugh a lot. I just felt sorry that these dudes are all 50-something years old and getting fucked up like that.
Dude, let's
talk about that. It's not as funny as it was when they were in their 20s. It really is.
The craziest Jackass ever of all fucking time. I think it's 3. It's fucking 3. It's either 2 or 3. when they go into that gun range thing in the basement, the bunker, and it has the fucking embassy balls that explode rubber balls all over you if you went into the gym. Dude, listen, I'm pretty fucking tough and I'm pretty fucking crazy. And when they went in there and they went boom and the whole place shook, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, just if you didn't hear it, you might do it being stupid. But once you saw it, I'm like, oh, what? Like, it's, and then they went in and they fucking did it, dude. That is balls, bro.
Well, once again, for them in their 20s, what are your options?
Right.
Welfare?
What's his name?
Or getting hurt for money?
What's his name? The guy that's all fucked on drugs. He made a couple of mil doing skating shit, right?
Which one?
The one that's all fucked up on hair.
Bam?
Yeah.
Bam.
He had a deal. Remember he had a Lamborghini and shit? He had a deal with one of them.
Yeah, he was actually a really good professional skateboarder. So, I mean, he actually had a career and chose to do jackass stuff. Yeah. Same with Steve-O. Steve-O's dad is worth millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Really?
Like, he was
he was like a big wig at Pepsi for years.
Like Steve-O had a person that drove him to school in like a limo.
Wow. So he's a kid that could do anything anywhere. Just didn't
care. So he pretty much decided I'm going to be an ass instead of, you know, following my father's footsteps. But once again, genetics don't always fall that way. You know, the brains might not have hit Steve-O, apparently.
Right.
What he said was his least favorite things to do was to call his dad and say, I need all new teeth again. Cause he'd jump off a balcony and bust all his teeth out.
It's amazing that he was
Jackass number two.
It was two.
Jackass number two.
Bro, you want to pull that up? Riot. You want to pull that fucking up right now?
Riot control test. I found it already. There's an ad. Just calm down, everyone.
I didn't know what you said. Every time he looks, if I say anything, he gets mad at me.
I don't know why he's so mad at you, Peter. You're such a nice guy to him. All you do is say nice things to him, and he treats
I know. I want a divorce.
You know. What we need is a character that looks like Casey in the next movie that gets brutally murdered.
Bro, right here.
Here we go.
Man, look how skinny Bam is.
LS Technologies, and why don't you explain what this is and what we're going to be doing?
Well, this is the 460 Stingmore mine. It has approximately 745 caliber rubber balls in it. They'll fly out of there at about 500.
7,000.
They use these charges on the outside of embassy.
No, that's the dude that died, right? Ryan Dunn.
That's Dave England. Ryan's Ryan's from Ohio.
Watch. Listen.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Fuck that. Fucking Christ.
He's talking back into it.
I'm about to like have an anxiety attack. Just can't do this one.
Is that the guy they put in the trunk?
If Knoxville goes in there, dude, I'll French kiss him.
No, all you do is stand there. Yeah, you killed. Look at that thing. That thing blew
it's just
the hell
loud.
Out.
It's loud. It's going to hurt really bad, but it's just loud.
You're nuts. No,
right now.
Come on, it's footage.
Nuts. Watch this, bro.
Oh.
He went in without a fucking face mask on, too.
Fuck you.
He didn't even go down.
You have to remember,
holy shit.
All these dudes are on drugs.
Oh, you guys are
just the balls
assholes.
Of it. Forget the pain.
Oh, you all right, man? Yeah. You all right? My God. Are you crying?
I think he's hurt.
Can we get him some water? Maybe Shirley Temple.
Try to fucking escape where I would get shot.
Look at that, dude.
I got it in the legs.
Those punctured the skin. The
you got it in the stomach pretty good.
That was great.
Wow.
That was.
Wow.
Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Hey, is this okay? Then we're good.
Bro. Do you imagine seeing someone do that and you go in front of that thing? Wait, they don't even got no pads on. Not the guy one holding his face, holding his balls. Yeah. That's crazy.
Fucking nuts,
dude.
Matt, once again, they don't work. I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, so who's the fucking idiot?
Right.
I get up. They're retired.
Oh man, what else you got?
Oh fuck, I don't know, man.
What's next? What's our next movie idea? What we got cooking in the brain?
Laugh will take a while, and then Snow White will take a while, and 259 will be out soon. I was thinking, what do you guys think of this? This is the last question, because I'm gonna go goddamn eat. you ready?
Yeah.
Fucking horror comedy.
Finally.
Yeah.
Casey knows, dude. Casey, without toot my own horn, I'm a pretty funny motherfucker at times, right?
Yeah, dude. We were just talking to Lou Temple about this last week that there's not enough horror comedies.
Pull all the resources in. Write a really, really funny script. I have to figure out the premise. I have some ideas, like what happened in the world, right? That we're at this situation. But I think like end of the world kind of thing with a horror comedy. But bro, I think I can make it super fucking funny.
Hell yeah, dude.
So I think that's what's missing, especially indie wise.
Yeah. Absolutely, man.
Especially indie wise, because it's hard. Comedy is so hard. It's all about timing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were literally just talking about that last night with Lou.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just bitching up a storm that there's not enough horror comedy in the world. I think that's my favorite genre. I mean, I love horror, but man, my favorite horror comedy?
Yeah.
I think Evil Dead 2 is amazing.
That's okay.
I think it's the standard moving forward. Yeah. So like, I'm a big Tucker and Dale versus
Evil. That's my number one.
So I love that movie. So it's kind of like it starts with Evil Dead 2 and people kind of go, okay, this is how you do it. And then we're now to Tucker and Dale.
Well, the other one too, the part two was called Double Tap, Zombieland.
Oh, Zombieland. Zombieland's another great great example where you can take two genres and mix them together and make it fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead is really good.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many of them now. What the hell did I watch? Dead by Dawn the other night, where these high school kids get tricked into the apocalypse of some sort. But I mean, there's just so many of them now. But most of them, they run into the problem of funding, I think. Mm-hmm. And they can't do it as big as they want. I mean, you obviously understand.
Yeah.
The budget situation with the movie, and these people, they got enough money to make the horror comedy, but they didn't have enough money to push it to the next level. Oh, another great one is the Boy Scouts Guide to the Apocalypse. That one's really fucking funny. Freaks of Nature, really fucking good movie. That one's got zombies, vampires, and I think werewolves are all a part of society now. So like zombies are like really slow and stupid. So they do like construction work and they all live together, but then aliens show up. It's fucking crazy.
I thought of another one. Eight-legged freaks.
Eight-legged freaks is fucking fantastic.
Arachnophobia to a degree.
Yeah, they're both really fucking good. I love horror comedy. I think it's a genre that should explode.
Bro, I hate spiders, bro. Remember that big ass spider at the end of Arachnophobia in the basement?
Yeah.
You remember that case? Yeah. Dude, that thing was like a basketball, bro. Fuck that, dude. Fuck that thing. You could punch it. You know?
Slither. Slither's a great. Slither. I love Slither.
I hung out with him. I smoked weed with him.
With who?
The guy in Slither is Rusty from National Lampoon's. And his sister is married to Deadpool.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Slither's fucking great. James Gunn can do no wrong in my book. He did Super, he did Slither.
Dude, the guy that did Halloween 3.
Guardians. The guy, he made Super. That's a great fucking movie.
The guy
from Wilson.
The guy from Slither. Is it Slither? Fuck. That's one in the barn where the girl blows up, right?
Yeah, that's Rooker. Michael Rooker's in that.
Michael Rooker's in it. Nathan Fillion, Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah.
There's at one Henry. Point where the bodies are molding together and Nathan just looks at him and goes, oh, fuck no.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking of the other one with the little leeches in the field and they hit him with they're going to the prom and half the prom becomes dead and they got a flamethrower on him in the yard.
What the fuck is that? Night of the Creeps? No.
Night
of the Creeps?
Night of the Creeps, bro.
Yeah. Good too. That's got Tom Atkins in it.
Dude, that's the line I was going to say. So Tom Atkins goes to the window and he looks in and he goes, hey, girls, I got good news and bad news. And they go, what's the good news? your dates are here. What's the bad news? They're dead. This is the best fucking line. He says it's so cool.
Yeah, Tom's awesome. That guy's awesome.
That guy's fucking great.
He's still fucking cool. Yeah, I met him at a convention a couple years ago.
Yeah, he saw my diorama one year and stopped me walking in the hall to look at it.
Nice.
That's so cool. Yeah. He's like, "Am I out here?" I go, "No, sorry." Like, killer. Yeah.
All right.
Awesome, dude. Peter, we'll let you go, man. Thanks. Where can people find you?
Well, please take when you get a chance. There's only 5-6 days left. Go to the Laugh Indiegogo. That's just put Laugh on the Indiegogo and you'll find it. And then anything Peter Anthony. So it's thepeteranthony.com. You can go there as a store. And then thepeteranthony on Instagram. And then I think it's just Peter Anthony on Facebook. And you can catch me on IMDb too. So Laugh coming out 2025.
Awesome, dude. Thanks, Adam.
Nice.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to go eat.
Go eat, brother.
All right, talk to you.
Later, man.